course, when I got old, I would say, you said that, and you would treat me like that because my natural daddy, you liked him and he didn't like you. That's it. Hallelujah. It was tongue in cheek. You understand? I said, that's why you did that. But it did not create any animosity against her because of that. But it was one of the most crippling things. Yah tells us that he Ahava. And if he loves us, he Ahava us. Don't you know he's concerned with that? He knew what David was going through. He just wanted David to pour out. That's what he wants from us. Hallelujah. He wants every drop. Squeezing the orange until you get every drop. Every bit of it. Even some of the pulp began to fall in it. So this howling spirit today, it doesn't care for the congregation of Israel. And a howling never cares. It's only those that have the gifts of Almighty Yah that he has imparted in man, that they will care for the things of Israel and bring our attention to those things. I'm not telling you how to get rich, because you're already rich in the fatness and the substance of Yahweh. I'm not telling you how to get homes, because you have food and raiment, you have clothing on your back. And so I'm not telling you how to get that. I'm telling you how to get right, how to honor him. Get your mind pure, unless you're going to fall into the depths of darkness and hell. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. Jau says in 2 Corinthians, his great concern, his comfort, that he had endured and enjoyed with Titus, special brother that loved Yah. And Shaul loved him. It says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 12. I want to read expeditiously because I truly want to get through with these scriptures tonight. Shaul says, for although I wrote to you, I did not write for the cause of him who had done wrong. It was not the issue that I reprove you or set you straight because of the one that had done wrong. He had his avat's wife. That's not the issue. He said, that's not the issue because I reprove or I speak to your sin. That's not the issue. But there is an issue that is greater than that. He says, nor for his cause that suffered wrong. He said, but that our care, our darash. He did not say my, did he? Does it say our? O-U-R, our care, our darash for you in the sight of Yah may appear unto you. Now, when someone truly doras or care for you, they want that to be seen in the sight of Yah. They're not worried about what others say, but if it's right, then others will perceive that, and they will take great delight in that. When they see that, it does something to them. When I see the caring of the people of Yah, it does something to me. One for another, it does something to me. When I see the coldness and the distance of this corrupt mind, that does something. It causes me to be aroused. When I'm aroused, I draw my sword. And I'm not afraid to tell you that. Period. So I can sense the caring. So who says that the issue about the one sinning, that's not the issue. But it's an issue. But I'm not writing for you for that. Not even the one that had suffered that thing to me. He said, I'm writing to you all, as he writes to us, that my darash, my care, the anxiety that I endure for you, that I inquire of you, I'm concerned, I consider you. He said, that's what it's about. Darash, darash, that I care for Israel. So that's why I preach the way I do. Because I don't want us to get in the mud, to get filthy. There's no time to get filthy. We were getting ready for certain occasions in the country. The girls on the white dresses, they knew they were not going to get a spot. You didn't take baths that often. So when Granny would get that water, especially in the winter, we had to go down to the creek and bring the water back. We had a fireplace, my brothers and sisters, and y'all's my witness, as a lad, I can recall it was this wide, about that deep. There was no installations in the walls.
There were only 2x4 studs and planks. You could literally see outside. So we didn't have the luxury of having that. So when the cold came in, it was cold. You understand? So we had to pile the blankets up. And we didn't have not wood to burn. And as a young 6-year-old lad, I could take an axe and I could go and fell a tree and I could cut it. I could lay that axe, I could lay the tree down. I knew exactly what hit it. And I would lay trees down and I would cut the wood. It's cold in that place. You get up in the morning. I remember one year for Christmas, my grandmother got me a water gun. You understand? Do you all hear me? Do you hear me? And I recall that year that I left water in my gun that night in the house, not outside, in the house. When I got up the next morning, it was froze. Block of ice in the handle of that pop water gun. It was froze. And of course, I was excited about that, so I put it to the fire. The fire, it was just cheap, and it melted it. And so when we had the opportunity to take a bath, and Granny said, sit down, little girl, when I bathe you, and you sit there in that white dress. There were no spots on that dress. She did not get dirty. So that's what Yah is telling us. For we have been cleansed and washed in the dam, the blood, the flowing blood of Yahshua. And he tells us, listen, he tells us to stand still and see the salvation of Yah. Well, I stood, he said, when you've done all you can do, just stand right there and just wait on me. You understand that? The principles taught Granny said, you stand there. Well, she said, you sit there and don't you move. She meant just that. And if she came back and found you out of your place, she would tan the hell out of you because you were full of hell. That's the truth. Hallelujah. He said, I'm writing to you because I, Darash, I care. I'm concerned. I'm genuinely anxious to know your welfare and your spiritual growth. I want someone like that over me. I do. I really do. I really do. I don't want a hireling. I want someone that really is concerned. Will set my feet on the pathway right. When I slip and fall, they will say, get back, boy. Get up. Get up. I kick you down again. Hallelujah. I'd rather have that than one that placates me and speak lies of flattery. You know they're wicked. Tell me my sins. Verse 13, therefore we were comforted in your comfort. Yes, and exceeding with even more joy because of the joy of Titus. When Titus said what condition you were in, my love was just even overwhelmed. That's why I rejoice in our brothers, and our true sisters that are sincere with you. I rejoice in my brothers. I rejoice that. If one is blessed, then that's my blessing. What's wrong with that? If one prospers, so what? We all prosper. Brother Josh makes the kind of money he makes, then we all make the same kind of money. It's not whether he makes more or less. That's not the issue. He gives freely. That's the most important thing. I don't care about the dollars. Hallelujah. Because if he steps out of line, I would cut his head in half like I will yours. Hallelujah. Sure will. He said, but because of Titus rejoicing, I even joy the more because his Ruah was refreshed by you all. Isn't that beautiful? I love for my Ruah to be refreshed by a brother. When I visit Pastor Pennington, I really love the man. Really, he's a very huge, gentle man. When I began to talk, you all know how I talk. You brothers are around me, you know how I am. And I talk that way, and the man's Ruah is so gentle without fights. Even when I set things in order, he doesn't fight. You know, it's one thing that his wife said, that your spiritual father is here. I said, I don't know about that. He said, oh, yes, you are, Pastor Robert. He was very kind to us. He really was. He was very kind. His hospitality was impeccable. Really, really was. Hallelujah.
And I'll talk about that later. He said, but because of his ruah was fresh by you all, if I have boast anything of him, of you, I am not ashamed. That's the way it should be. That we boast of our brothers and sisters. Because we're refreshed by them, we don't have to be ashamed. And the way you get to that position, you must always make sure there's pure judgment in your love. He said, but as we spoke all things to you in truth. Now that is a sure sign of caring. When one speaks all things to you in Torah or in truth. In truth. Even so our boasting, which I made before Titus, is found to be a truth. And his inward affection, his deep ahava, brothers and sisters, just listen one moment. If one has deep affection for you, can you not discern that? Sure you can. Sure you can. He said in his inward affection, deep ahava, great, pure love. If you hug someone, can you not tell whether it's genuine or not? I can't stand phony hugs and phony handshakes. Hallelujah. Brother Allen and I were in the store one day, and this fellow, he was a little sick, so he was kind of rude. So when he asked for the paper, I gave it to him. I said, man, he said, well, you don't have to give it. I said, sure, yes, I do. I said, because your attitude is raunchy, man, and I don't like that. I said, I'm accustomed, and this is the way you deal with me on this regard. I said, no, you're not going to deal with me like that. And of course, after I finished all that, after I finished the deal, it was a nice deal what we got. So I wasn't going to be arrogant and run out of the store and say, I won't buy it. I still bought it there. Do you hear me? And so after all that, I said to him, after all of that was done, I extended my hand. I said, no hard feeling. He said, I'm sorry. And I said to Brother Allen, anytime I go in the store, I will always have favor with that man. So I went in one day later, sometime later, and I said, how's that cold? You doing all right? Well, he had a cold, and he was axy. He was nasty, his attitude. And I said, you will not disregard me like that, man. And he was so cowardly, he couldn't even look in my eyes. And of course, I'm looking in his eyes the whole time, and I wanted him to see me. I'm not the tail. I'm not afraid of what man can do. No, you going to do something physically? No, I have a sword. Do you understand? And I was not worried about a physical confrontation. I would do right. And we do right by all men. But especially they are the house of Israel. He said, but the deep affection. Search your heart and see if you have deep affection. I mean deep. Do you understand that? It's nothing like a deep well. Listen to what I'm preaching. Don't worry about nothing else. You understand that's a deep well out there, what we got. It's 275 feet down. Oh, preacher, that's not for... I'll tell you what, my friend. Try digging 275 feet. That's deep. That's way down. It has never sputtered. The waters have never abated. But it flows from the belly. Through all of that white granite and black granite. And it rushes through that flow of the river down there. And it flows up. So when something is deeper, there's a tremendous flow. And it's not like a shallow well. Because when you're shallow, you got all kinds of filthiness and vileness. And the spirits in you are unclean. But when it's deeper, it's different. Well, sometimes the water smells because it has all the true amenities that it should have in there. Trash you buy the store, they just filter that, so there's nothing there. Y'all gave us water to have all the minerals we need to supply our bodies. That's why I go through the course of the rocks. That's where you think you get minerals from. From the rocks and things like that, dirt. Hallelujah. That's why those old folk in the country, old hillbillies and old folks of color, they will go to the red dirt hill and get them a bag of dirt as a kid. We ate dirt. Because it has all the necessary minerals and the trace elements that the body needs. That's why. So the water flows deep. And when someone has a deep affection, it will flow deep. And you will sense all the amenities to that deep affection. You will sense it in their voice, their looks, their touch. We are so damnable and wicked with hypocrisy. There's nothing flowing out of us but a deep cistern of filthiness and vileness and uncleanliness. You know when it's flowing with a deep affection. I want brothers like that. I want sisters. I want us all to be like that. And the only way you're going to understand how to get there, you must recognize what's flowing from you. Hallelujah. You must recognize that you don't have no deep affection. He said that his affections were deep. They were deep and they flowed from the deep part. His deep affection, his inward affection, this deep ahava is more abundantly toward you. While he remembered the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you receive him. Do you all hear that? It said, how did they receive the man of Yah? With what? You Jezebels that are bold and say, who you think you are preaching? I'm telling you something, dog. I don't care who you are. I will tell you that. Yeah, I know this is what they're calling you, dogs. That's what they call everyone. What's up, dog? I'm telling you, that's a bit of a dog. Even a dog. Even when I walked that dog today, when I said, he realized. With fear and trembling, they received the man of Yah. This generation with boldness and their arrogance. But who you think you are? I know who I am, honey. You better find who I am and find out who you are. But they received the man with great fear, with great honor and trembling. Because they knew that he was going to deal with one factor, the sin factor. Sin the matter. I want to be around men like that. I do, brothers. Come on, what's wrong with that? With fear and trembling, they received him. He said, I rejoice, therefore, that I have confidence in you all in some things. In what? Come on. He knew that their level was right when they received the man of Yah with trembling. When you don't receive the man of Yah with trembling, with this boldness you have, there's no truth in you. That's the truth. I don't care what you all think. He said, I have confidence in you in all things because I know that you're genuine and you're real with Yah. Hallelujah. This is a generation that disregards the things of Yah. We can't do that, brothers and sisters. I want to make it into the kingdom. I have no purpose to live but that. I'm getting older. My body, I can feel aches and I feel pains. There are things in my body that it wasn't like it was when I was 30. And that's the truth. Let no one kid you. Hallelujah. There is a change mentally, physically. See, I want to be right. I want to be right with Yah. I want to know the truth. I want to be free from me. I want to be free from me above all things. You cause more detriment to you than anyone. We like to blame others, but it's me. Thy weed, his detriment was because of himself. But he knew who to call on. That's the most important thing. I will call on Yahweh. Hallelujah. I will call on Yah in the midst of the darkness of the night. I will cry out unto him. In the midst of deep pain and affliction, I will call out unto my Almighty Yah. In the 8th chapter of Corinthians, as even Shaul Asi recommends his faithful Titus unto Corinthians, he says this in 2 Corinthians 8:16. He said, but the free unmerited ahava and favor be to Yahweh, which put the same earnest care into the lap of Titus for you. You understand that it cannot be unless Yah puts it there. He said, Titus, our faithful laborer of the truth, that this darash that he has, it is one that is earnest. And when something is earnest, it is sincere. The motive is not for one's own gain, but it is for the gain of the one that one is concerned about. He said that the earnest care I have for you, Titus, has the same. And it's Yah that put it in him. So when one has an earnest care for you, then it takes the root out of Yah to put that in you. So you will have the same earnest care for your brother or sister. There's very little caring today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very little caring. I want my caring to be genuine and sincere. I will tell you the truth, whether you love me or not.
makes no difference. I mean that. Hallelujah. I mean that. I want my care to be genuine. And so yours, your care must be the same as well. It must be an earnest care for the sisters and earnest for the brothers. Hallelujah. It's one thing I preach all the years I preach. Sister Dot has been with me since the day on Rock Lake Avenue. I would always tell us this, that Yah tells us to love Him above all and then love our neighbors as we love ourselves. That's the only love of Yah. That's the pure hava of Yah. It cannot be no other way. Period. Period. If I love me, I love myself, I love her. And if I love her with a great earnest regard, I will love her the same way. I will honor her just like I do her. That's what it is. It's not this trash that they call love today. It's love, but it's not ahava. And the ahava is from the bosom of Yah. It comes from His inner parts. Different. See, the love is this emotional feeling you express, but the ahava is what Yah expresses. Not that we love Him, but that He loved us. So His ahava is His kind of love. See, my kind of love is David's love. It is corrupt. See, we love that one different than that one, or this one than that one. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. If you want to understand the innocence of love, really children, if you take little children, you can really understand the innocence of love. That's why Yahshua took a child and set him in the midst, because the child taught them much. Because we're ignorant, we've been trained to be ignorant. It's difficult to teach us because of the arrogance of our own mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture tells us in the 11th chapter of Corinthians, move quickly, 2 Corinthians 11, 22. I'm not going to finish this, but that's all right. For another occasion. Hallelujah. And Shaul here, as he talks unto the Kirushims, he gives them understanding of the account of his labor, his laborious actions and his sufferings, his tremendous dangers that he encountered, but also the deliverance of Yahweh and Yahshua, and to show them that He cared for them. He says in 2 Corinthians 11, 22, he said, are they Ibrahim or Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they of the Zerah, the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Yahshua HaMashiach? He said, I speak as a fool. I more in labor more abundant. I labor more abundantly than they. He said, not only that, in stripes above measures. He said, the stripes that I endured is greater than their affliction. He said, in prison more often, more frequent, and in death or in the perils of death often I have been. He said, of the Yardim, five times I received 40 stripes, save one. Thrice, three times, have I been beaten with rod. Once was I stoned. Now you know that had to be Yah's deliverance. When they stoned Stephen, did he die? They bust his head. He said, stone thrice. Thrice have I suffered shipwreck. In a night and a day I have been in the deep. In many journeys, often in perils of water, in perils of robbers. Tell me about your trial. Tell me about your complexities. In perils of my own countrymen, my brothers, and my kinsmen. And not only that, in perils of the heathens, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brothers. Now that is more devastating than anything. To be in great affliction among brothers and sisters. But he said, in perils among false brothers. He says, you want to talk about being weary in weariness and painful. In toils, what he said, and in hardship. In watching often, in hunger and thirst. You haven't done that. This characterization here. We will get a full fit if we have to fast a day or two. Come on here, somebody. He said, in fasting often, whether he had to or wanted to, he had to fast.
He was hungry at times. Thirsty too. There's nothing like being thirsty. In cold and nakedness. I was listening out there in the Midwest, brothers and sisters, there are folks. One man said, even with the heat on, the house was freezing. I was shivering. My teeth were shattering. You can't even warm the house. It's todaya for you brothers with your laborious backs as you spit the wood, as you bust that piece of log, as you brothers handle those chainsaws. Well, if we have no electricity, we still can stay warm. The people are freezing. They are dying. There was one family I read today. I'm talking about it has no respect to the rich or to the poor. Woman said that my house is freezing, my husband and I, and because they have things they cannot leave, afraid that they will take them. I have nothing for anyone to take. Nothing. He said, beside those things that are without, they are without. That which come upon me daily, all during the day, is the darash, the care of all the Israelite congregation. That's a deep affection. Even in perils, the care of the people of Yah. Even when you are smitten, the care of the people of Yah. Even when you are hungry and thirsty and cold, and yet daily, my mind, in all of these perils, and all of these great battles, the care, the darach of the people of Israel, in the midst of false men and heathens, in the midst of affliction, hungry and cold, what is daily on my mind and my thoughts, the darach, the cares of Israel. We need men like that, Yah. Genuine Shaul that will care for the house of Israel. And that will be a great concern. There's much to this. I want to close with this scripture. For Israel, listen to this. Yah says, as Kephah, a man that endured the same thing. 1 Peter 5:7. This is what Yah wants us to do. Casting all your darash, your cares upon Him. For Yah cares darash for you. He wants us to cast all the afflictions and all of the burdens and all of those things upon Him. For He darash for you. Yah bless you all, Yisrael, you that are listening on the live stream. You that hear this message tonight may be a great strength and an inspiration to you. Shalom, all Yisrael, the blessings of Yahweh. That's all right. Yah bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things we do barak you out Abba. We pray your blessings upon you, Israel, your people. Yah bless you all. Shalom, shalom.